Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out, and we will create more and better jobs, and we will be in a great
city
state
council
again.
Is considering
it's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Well, Jack, Donald Trump won Michigan's Republican primary last night. What does that say about where Michigan's Republican Party is today?
Well, as I want to talk more about at 1:30 this afternoon, basically the voters told everybody who was telling them what to do pretty much where to go. The Republican establishment mobilized in sort of a frantic effort to get people not to vote for Trump. It didn't work. To me, it seems virtually inevitable now that he'll be the nominee, especially if he wins Ohio or Florida or both next week.
And meanwhile, Ohio Governor John Kasich came in a close third place right after Ted Cruz in Michigan's Republican primary last night. And Kasich has yet to win a primary election. What do you see happening to his campaign in the weeks ahead?
I think Kasich ought to discover a desire to go collect stamps instead. He hasn't won anything. His high water mark was finishing second in Vermont. He couldn't even finish second in Michigan, his neighboring state, even though he had the support of a lot of establishment figures. And he seems to have the curious notion that if he can win Ohio, he can win the presidential nomination without winning anything else. It's not even clear that he'll do that.
And despite polls saying that Hillary Clinton would win in Michigan, Bernie Sanders ended up winning Michigan's Democratic primary. What are your thoughts on this surprise result?
It's one of the biggest upsets in state history, and I think it shows that Clinton has a real problem with voters who are really not turned on by her. Sanders won 73 of Michigan's 83 counties. He lost African-American voters, but not by the margins he has elsewhere. He did quite well with young ones. The turnout was huge. I think some labor people were turned off. They told me they were turned off by her false claim that Sanders was against the auto bailout. I think that her continued refusal to release her Wall Street speeches wasn't good either, and she has a charisma problem. While people are very excited about Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, despite the support of the entire establishment, they didn't vote for Hillary Clinton.
Was there anything else that stood out for you in Michigan's primary election?
Yes, the turnout was better than anybody expected. That may have been a factor in Sanders' victory. Of course, the weather was beautiful yesterday, but it looks like as many as 2.4 million people might have voted. That's about double 4 years ago, and of course, there wasn't a Democratic race. So all these things are sort of encouraging for democracy. And what I think this means is that Sanders will hang in there for the Democratic race, maybe till all the primaries are over. And it seems virtually impossible to me, anyway, that they're going to find a way to stop Donald Trump.
And what will you be watching in the presidential race in the weeks ahead?
Well, I'll be watching next week to see if there's even a Republican race after next week. And you'll have to see whether, again, even though Bernie Sanders won this tremendous victory, Hillary Clinton still got more delegates last night. She's racking up victories throughout the South, and she, at least for now, as long as she looks like a winner, has the superdelegates. But it remains to be seen if she can learn from this, if she can somehow find a way to connect better with voters and not just with media and political elites, because running against Donald Trump, that could be a real problem in November if she doesn't figure out a way to reverse that.
All right, Jack, thanks so much for your local perspective.
Have a great day.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio. Good morning. I'm Emily Fox.